The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Today is a very special Friday. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, March 25th, 2022. Friday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. The Annunciation was first celebrated in the 4th or 5th century. Its central focus is the Incarnation. God has become one of us. From all eternity, God had decided that the second person of the Blessed Trinity should become human. Together with Jesus, the privileged and graced Mary is the link between heaven and earth. She is the human being who best, after Jesus, exemplifies the possibilities of human existence. She received into her lowliness the infinite love of God. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee, that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you pardon for my sins and the grace to make these moments of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, Jesus, as I think of the gospel that we encounter at Mass today, the Feast of the Annunciation, I wonder if I might find a few people who would disagree with my perspective. I know there are lots of different ideas about what the Virgin Mary's immaculate nature meant for the way that she lived, and some people see her as being very much immune to the worries and troubles of this world. But the more that I read the gospels and contemplate them, I don't see her like that. When I read the story of the Annunciation, one thing stands out to me with astonishing force, an almost vibrant and intense detail that is not particularly important for the story itself, but is tremendously important for my love for the Virgin Mary, and for my life, for understanding what God desires of me, and of everyone else as well. It's not the enormity of the scene that draws me so inexorably. It's not the presence of the archangel, nor the fact that the entirety of the heavenly host, even if unseen, watches on over this event. It's not the astonishing fact that here the salvation of humanity enters into the world, nor the amazing role of the Virgin Mary in that mystery of salvation. Those things, and many more, are things that I could spend an age contemplating, marveling over. But one other thing fills me with awe and with joy. St. Luke tells us, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." It's so easy for us to contemplate the perfection and brilliance of the Virgin Mary, her immaculate yes, and everything else, and pass over the fact that this young girl, she was only about 13, 14 years old at the time, this young girl was afraid. I know some people might wince on hearing me say that. They might feel like it can't have been real fear because she was so good, she wouldn't have felt anything like that. But I'm inclined to defend the Virgin Mary's humanity and her right to feel everything proper to humanity, the same way that I'll defend you, Jesus, before anyone who says that you didn't really suffer fear when you endured your agony in the garden, and before anyone who says that you weren't really moved with sorrow before Mary and Martha suffering the loss of their brother, or so many other examples I could cite. No, for me, Seeing the Virgin Mary experience fear, or trepidation, or whatever you call it, changes everything. We are so used to seeing her looking almost totally unreachable by the things that all too easily reach us. I don't mean sin, obviously, but just the normal taste of humanity. How many times do we see her depicted as the Queen of Heaven and the Queen of Angels, the Immaculate Conception and assumed into heaven? And I love to look at her in all those ways, and in so many more. And I love them even more when I contemplate that that magnificence and glory was something that you brought about in this young girl, bewildered and troubled by the presence of an angel, fearful and contemplating all that this could be and what it would mean. We talk a lot about vulnerability nowadays. It's something of a cliche in certain circles, to be honest. It can be very good when it's not overdone and useful for our relationship with you, Lord. But it takes on a whole new level when I contemplate the Virgin Mary in her vulnerability. Let me explain what I mean by that. We often talk about vulnerability in terms of dealing with our own sense of brokenness, in particular dealing with pains that have affected us deeply, including sins that we have committed and leave us somehow unable to regain a contented and peaceful picture of ourselves. But this is not the totality of vulnerability, and obviously not how I see the Virgin Mary. It's the fact that literally she is vulnerable, not just in the sense that at this age she is still young and not fully able to protect herself. In that sense, she remains always vulnerable, and so you give her Saint Joseph to love and protect her in the way that she could best fulfill what you desired for her. But here at the Annunciation, she's young and particularly vulnerable. She makes me realize how you, at your incarnation today, and visibly on the day of your birth, laid yourself before humanity also in need of protection, vulnerable before the very creatures you had made. In the Annunciation, I see the Virgin Mary not only vulnerable like that, but also emotionally. She can experience fear, and she does. And on contemplating her as a girl like that, I can't help but be moved by the one I contemplate. It's astonishing to think that this person I look on in my prayer today is at the same time so great and so very intimately human. It makes me realize how she carried that humanity throughout her life, when she must have cried the day that Saint Joseph died, and the times that she missed you when you weren't there, Lord, as she wept beside your cross, and the way that she felt the trials and the joys of all those by her side as the church took her first few steps. I think of the way that she experienced all that in her very noble and real humanity, and I realize that she understands my humanity too. It makes it easier to open up to her to ask her for help. It makes it easier to be open with her about my defects. Being okay being seen for what we are gives us so much relief, so much peace. This occurred to me in a very stark way just a while ago. I was talking with someone I once knew, a very holy woman who died a year or so ago. She's in heaven now, I'm absolutely convinced, so I can talk with her whenever I like, and that's exactly what I do. Well, I never really felt that I had to keep up a particular impression in front of this person, because being in front of someone holy can't help but make us feel at peace with who we are. But as I was talking to her, I became somewhat more conscious of all her goodness and of all the perfection she has in heaven, and also particularly conscious of my own defects and mistakes, of the errors that seemed to have stained my character, and that she could see them all. But I found myself telling her, well, now you see me as I am, with all my defects and everything else. And it gave me a tremendous sense of peace to know that I'm known as I am, defects included, and that's okay. And this friend of mine, she's okay with that. She never needed me to be anything different or anything more, and she certainly doesn't now that she sees from the point of view of eternity. So when I look at the Virgin Mary and see her as she is today at the Annunciation, when I contemplate her experience of fear and of being troubled, it makes me so much more at peace putting myself before her with my experience of humanity and all its weakness. It's more than that, Lord. Seeing this vulnerability within the humanity of the Virgin Mary makes it easier to understand the depth of your true humanity too. It's easier to perceive everything you felt and experience in the lives of the people around you, and the way you feel and experience my life too. And the more I realize that, the more I realize that I can be completely at peace before you. Well, especially today, I want to turn my words to the Virgin Mary. Looking at you, our mother, like this, leads me to love you in a new way, and to draw closer to you. Help us all to discover how very real you are, and how much you understand the humanity that we experience, even though you did not experience sin. Help us to open up to you about who we are, including the things that we don't like about ourselves, and to let you enter into our lives and help us to live humanity as you know it to be. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. On the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer now as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach Him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in His hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to Him, the dry land too, for it was formed by His hands.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are His people, the flock He shepherds.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship Him.
In the fullness of time, God sent His Son, born of a woman, that we might become His adopted children.
In the fullness of time, God sent His Son, born of a woman, that we might become His adopted children.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and His anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then He will speak in His anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them. shatter them like a potter's jar.
Now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children. When he came into the world, he said, "You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God."
When he came into this world, he said,
You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When he came into this world, he said, You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state, ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir.
Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name remembered forever. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
The Word was made man.
He lived among us.
From the first book of Chronicles. After David had taken up residence in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, "See, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord dwells under tent cloth." Nathan replied to David, "Do therefore whatever you desire, for God is with you." But that same night, the word of God came to Nathan, Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord. It is not you who are to build a house for me to dwell in. For I have never dwelt in a house from the time when I led Israel onward, even to this day. But I have been lodging in tent or pavilion as long as I have wandered about with all of Israel. Do I ever say a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to guide my people, such as, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Therefore tell my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you might become ruler over my people Israel. I was with you wherever you went, and I cut down all your enemies before you. I will make your name great like that of the greatest on the earth. I will assign a place for my people Israel. I will plant them in it to dwell henceforth undisturbed. Nor shall wicked men ever again oppress them, as they did at first and during all the time when I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that I, the Lord, will build you a house, so that when your days have been completed and you must join your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who will be one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He it is who shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me, and I will not withdraw my favor from him as I withdrew it from him who preceded you. But I will maintain him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be firmly established forever. All these words and this whole vision, Nathan related exactly to David, the word of the Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph. The light filled her with fear, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.
Hail, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High."
From a letter by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Lowliness is assured by majesty, weakness by power, mortality by eternity. To pay the debt of our sinful state, a nature that is incapable of suffering was joined to one that could suffer. Thus keeping with the healing that we needed, one and the same mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, was able to die in one nature and unable to die in the other. He who is true God was therefore born in the complete and perfect nature of a true man, whole in his own nature, whole in ours. By our nature, we mean that the Creator had fashioned in us from the beginning and took to himself in order to restore it. For in the Savior, there was no trace of what the deceiver introduced and man, being misled, allowed to enter. It does not follow that because of he submitted to sharing in our human weakness, he therefore shared in our sins. He took the nature of a servant without stain of sin, enlarging our humanity without diminishing his divinity. He emptied himself. Though invisible, he made himself visible. Though Creator and Lord of all things, he chose to be one of us mortal men. Yet this was the condescension of compassion, not the loss of omnipotence. So he, who in the nature of God had created man, became in the nature of a servant, man himself. Thus the Son of God enters this lowly world. He comes down from the throne of heaven, yet does not separate himself from the Father's glory. He is born in a new condition by a new birth. He was born in a new condition, for invisible in his own nature, he became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time began, he began to exist at a moment in time. Lord of the universe, he hid his infinite glory and took the nature of a servant. Incapable of suffering as God, he did not refuse to be a man capable of suffering. Immortal, he chose to be subject to the laws of death. He, who is true God, he is also true man. There is no falsehood in this unity as long as the lowliness of man and the preeminence of God coexist in mutual relationship. As God does not change by his condescension, so man is not swallowed up by being exalted. Each nature exercises its own activity in communion with the other. The Word does what is proper to the Word. The flesh fulfills what is proper to the flesh. One nature is resplendent with miracles, the other falls victim to injuries. As the Word does not lose equality with the Father's glory, so the flesh does not leave behind the nature of our race. One and the same person, this must be said over and over again, is truly the Son of God and truly the Son of Man. He is God in virtue of the fact that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is man in virtue of the fact that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Receive, O Virgin Mary, the Word which the Lord has made known to you by the message of the angel. You will conceive and give birth to a Son, both God and man.
And you will be called blessed among women.
A virgin, you will indeed bear a Son. Ever chaste and holy, you will be the mother of our Savior.
And you will be called blessed among women.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, and we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer, all on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord, March 25th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the Annunciation that we witness from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Gabriel came to her.
Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
How shall this be, since I have no husband?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
And the angel departed from her.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. With the angel Gabriel's annunciation to Mary and her fiat, God became man. And that's what we celebrate today. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Down through the ages, saints and theologians have endeavored to read God's mind with regard to the Incarnation. It was not necessary that the Son of God should become man, not even for the sake of the redemption. As St. Thomas Aquinas has observed, God could have restored human nature in any number of ways. The Incarnation is the ultimate expression of God's love for mankind. The best reason for the Incarnation seems to be in the awesome immensity of this divine love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. By this lowering of himself, God has made it easier for man to speak with him. The whole history of salvation represents God's reaching out to his beloved creatures. The Catholic faith reveals to humanity all the goodness, mercy, and love that God has for us. Right from the beginning of time, God has been encouraging man to draw close to him. The Incarnation is the culmination of this message. Today's feast celebrates the moment in history when Emmanuel, God with us, acquired his human realization. From this moment on, the only begotten Son would be a man like us, and he would remain a human person forever. The Incarnation was not a temporary condition. Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, would be perfect God and perfect man to all eternity. This is the great mystery we may well find overwhelming. God, in his infinite love, has taken man seriously. Due to his infinite love, God has given man the opportunity to respond to Christ, a full-fledged member of the human race. Remembering that the Word became flesh, that is, that the Son of God became man, we must become conscious of how great each man has become through this mystery, through the incarnation of the Son of God. Christ, in fact, was conceived in the womb of Mary and became man to reveal the eternal love of the Creator and Father and to make known the dignity of each one of us. As a result of many religious controversies over the centuries, the Church has sought to define the truths relating to the Incarnation. She has been zealous in this regard because she realizes that to defend the truth about Christ is to defend the truth about the human person. He who is the image of the invisible God is himself the perfect man. To the sons of Adam, he restores the divine likeness which had been disfigured from the first sin onward. Since human nature, as he assumed it, was not annulled by that very fact, it has been raised up to a divine dignity in our respect, too. For by his incarnation, the Son of God has united himself in some fashion with every man. He worked with human hands, he thought with a human mind, acted by human choice, and loved with a human heart. Born of the Virgin Mary, he has truly been made one of us, like us in all things except sin. Father, how wonderful your care for us, how boundless your merciful love. To ransom a slave, you gave away your Son. O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, which gained for us so great a Redeemer. Let us give thanks for this wonderful gift on today's feast. We give thanks to God through His Mother because Mary, as God's collaborator in giving a human nature to His eternal Son, was the instrument that linked Jesus with the whole of humanity. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 13 before the hour. We pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord.
ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Being born in the likeness of men, he was known to be of human estate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
The Lord is with you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old, that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation when the coming of the Lord was announced by the angel. Let us pray with joy in our hearts, saying,
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Mary received God's word with joy.
May joy fill our hearts as we welcome our Savior.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
You looked with love on your lowly servant.
In your mercy, Father, remember us and all your children.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Mary, the new Eve, was obedient to your word.
May we echo her loving obedience.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
May God's Holy Mother help all in distress, encouraging the faint-hearted, console the sorrowful.
May she pray for your holy people, for the clergy, and for all women dedicated to your service.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Join Father Rocky and Drew Mariani at 11 o'clock a.m. this morning, Central Time, for live coverage of the papal consecration of Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You'll hear it live here on Relevant Radio. Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.